So I know my son has never been in no shootout. But as long as he keep listening to this music, something gonna happen. Now, in my room, watching Law and Order, Special Victims, knock at the door. I get up, I put my robe on. Comes though, it's my son. Daddy? Hey, man. I'm out of here, man. I gotta go get mine from out the mud. I said, son, I'm gonna let you finish. But I just wanna address that out the mud statement. Son, that is stupid. Especially when you already have a father that already went and got out the mud for you, son. Son, you don't have to do nothing. Son, you have what they call generational wealth, son. Not only did I get it for you, I got it for your kids, and I got it for your kids' kids. So you straight, my boy. Bruh, you can just do whatever you want to do and live your life. And when I die, son, cash out. Do you understand me? Money out the roof, baby. My son said, nah! Man, that's yours, man. Whatever you did, man, I don't want no handout. You ain't gonna respect me if I don't get it for myself, man. Yeah, I'm out here, man. Y'all have at it. Yeah, this is boy, a second half at it. This is his second half at it. My son said he gotta get on his own or I'm not gonna respect him. I'm tripping. I'm like, who told you that I was gonna respect you? Who told you that? But my daughter, my oldest daughter, Jaden, that boy left, Trey left. Jaden came down them steps. It's a spiral staircase. My daughter came down them steps and looked me right in my eyes and said, Daddy, I do not want your respect. I want to be taken care of. And I knew she was serious. I heard on the phone talking to one of her girlfriends. I'm like, girl, my brother left. I can't do no shit like that. Because you know I'm a kept woman. I say a kept woman. You kept? Lady said she kept. Okay. Trey's gone. He's gone. For 2 months. And then I noticed there was a car parked outside my house for 2 days. Trey is living in his car in front of my house, thinking that his father has a heart. That man think I got a heart. Trey think I'm gonna come out there. See him in that car. And tap on that window. Come on, son. Come on in the house. You can't live like this. Shit. I am backing out. Not even looking in that direction. I'm about to call the police. Hey, man, somebody is squatting outside. It's an unmarked vehicle. Day 3. I'm a little irritated day 3. I look out the blinds. My son is in his car looking too comfortable living in his car. He got his phone on a mount. And he watching a movie. Stealing Wi-Fi is what he doing. Stealing Wi-Fi. You should have saw when I cut that wife off. He in there scrambling. Day four. It's late. It's day four. It's late. Motion detectors go off. TV flip. I zoom in on camera eight. There is a man taking a bath with the water hose on the side of my house. This is a broken man. This is a broken man. My son is hitting all the hot spots. I said, he's broken. I said, but that's okay. He gonna be at the door in the morning. He definitely gonna be at the door in the morning. This is too much. He's gonna be at the door. You know how broken you have to be to take a bath outside of a house that you have a room in? All right. Early. Get knock at the door. Open the door wide. Open the door wide, because I'm already standing there. Soon as that knock come out. I said, what's up, son? My son talking gibberish. Daddy, I'm in the middle of my business, but I'm just trying to get out of here. I said, huh? I said, what? I said, Daddy, man, I'm just wondering, man, could I come on? I said, son, you know me. I ain't gonna make it hard for you. Get your stuff. Come on, let's go. Let me tell you why I'm not gonna make it hard for my son to come home, ever. 2.7 million young adolescents and young adults are living in American streets homeless. And my son cannot be one of them. They scared to come home, they can't do whatever is stopping them from coming home. I always have to be the hand that he can grab to. Now, I'm not a good man for this. I'm very diabolical because there's other siblings that stay in this house. And see, I'm not gonna say nothing. He gotta face the ridicule of the other siblings. This is where I get my revenge at. Now, I told y'all, I have two sons. I have my old son, which is Trey, he's 30, and my new son, Hassan. And my new son is way better than my old son, way better. He's way better. He's 13 and he's beautiful. His name is Hassan. It means beautiful. Hassan wakes up. Trey is coming in the house. Hassan gets up. He comes out of his room. He has on his robe. Hassan sees Trey coming in the house. And Hassan said, because, you know, Trey leaves very loud. He leaves very loud. And Hassan said, Trey, you back? Now, when Hassan says, Trey, you back, this prompts Helena. Helena is 7. Helena comes out of her room and says, already, Trey? Where your mud at? Did he say he was going to get mud? He said something about mud. When he left, he said mud. I'm not making this up. Where's his mud? She's 7, okay? She just won't know where the mud is. Hanan is 9. Hanan is in the bathroom brushing her teeth. I heard a little electrical brush on here. Soon as she heard, Trey, you back? I heard the brush go off. That girl rinsing her mouth out fast. She came out that bathroom, say, Trey, you back? Good. You owe me money, and you owe me money. The girl had bet everybody in the house that he was going to be back. I told y'all he cannot survive on his own. I told y'all. She's 9, and she knows. But that's not who I'm waiting on. Oh, who I'm waiting on is Jaden. This is my oldest, and she always has a good one. She always has a good one. She come out her room stretching. I didn't say nothing. Hassan tipped her off. Hassan said, Jaden looked over that balancer and saw Trey coming up that stuff with his stairs, and that girl ran and slid right in front of them steps and said, you know it's hard out here for a pimp when you trying to get the money for the rent. I'm on the stairs dead. Do you understand I'm dead? I done rolled back and forth up my steps. I'm dead.